for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Wednesday afternoon, October the 24th, 2001. Minister's Deliverance Seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds. Frank Marzulla from Florida is the teacher of the afternoon.
And I'd like you to turn to Jeremiah chapter 17. Whenever I get through. Did you hear that, family? Whenever I get through. We're going to be here until 7 o'clock.
Praise God.
Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 and 10. I'm talking about overcoming deception, because that's the way the devil works. In Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 and 10, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the minds, even to give every man according to his word, ways, and according to the fruit of his doing. You see, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, when you receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit, you're in the spirit world. You are a spirit that has a soul that lives in a body. Okay? So you're imparting this creative power in your mouth. Out of your mouth proceeds good or evil. So there's creative power. God is going to judge you by what you say when you go to heaven. You know that? By what you imparted, by what you created with your mouth. He's going to judge you. Glory to God. So if there's a deception, well, this deception is going to come out of you, even if you try to say something good. The heart is deceitful. According to the fruit, God is going to see what did you create with your mouth. In Mark chapter 7, verse 20 to 23, and he said, what comes out of a man, that defiles a man. For from within, from the heart of man proceeds evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man. Amen? So, it's very hard to discern your own heart, the thoughts that motivate you, who you are, your personality, the thoughts that motivate you, because the heart or the very nature of man is deceptive. Scriptures say all flesh is sinful and falls short of the glory of God. That's why it's so important to join a body. It's so important to be connected to someone that has authority to tell you, brother, you made a mistake. Amen. Somebody who really loves you and is willing and faithful and tells you when you err and prays for you. It's important. It's important to be under submission. Oh, that's a dirty word. Oh, the dirty word. To be under a pastor's authority where you can be guided and counseled. I had a man that came to me for counseling. He had been married 3 times and he was contemplating a new marriage. After prayers, I said, brother, wait 3 months, wait, make sure. He said he would. But the next day, he went out and took a marriage license. They were married by the justice of the peace. 2 days later, he called me. He said he heard from God and that he made a mistake. He should not have been married, that he should go back to his second wife. I told him, you're listening to a deceptive spirit. You have a deceptive heart. Now, this brother said he loved the Lord. He prayed and, you know, he did all that. He was hearing a voice that sounded like God. But it was an angel of light. See, the devil uses our desires to hear from God. And he speaks like God, so to speak. A demon. He deceived Eve in the garden. He told her, you know, to be godlike. You'll be like God. Well, who doesn't want to be godlike? We're commanded to be like God, to be Christ-like. But in her desire to be wise, to know good and evil, to be like God, she listened to the devil. And then she was deceived. And God doesn't want us to be, God doesn't want us to be like anything else except to be obedient, to listen to His word and obey. He's a jealous God. In fact, one of His names is jealous. And He does not want to share us with any other God. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, you can turn there, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2 and 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2 and 3. For I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. For I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as a serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. I underline the words, from the simplicity that is in Christ. The word that is Jesus is easy to understand, but you must obey it. Then you will have the abundant life that He promises. See, family, we have to be aware of the voices that we hear. This mind is constantly bombarded by voices. Now, I believe I have a book on the table there, on the battle for your mind. There's a constant daily battle going on. You're bombarded by thoughts. God's angel sends you thoughts. The devil also sends you thoughts through his unholy guardian angel. Do you know you have a guardian angel? You believe it? I want you to know that when you're born, the devil also assigns to you a spirit guide, unholy guardian angel, to guide you his way. Sometimes a familiar spirit. Okay? You have to be careful because you're the slave of the voice you obey. And if you obey God's holy angels, you're walking God's ways. You can walk the other way. Amen? Now, this brother that I was talking about, he loved the Lord, he said, really wanted to obey God, but he was being deceived. He heard a voice that sounded like the voice of God. He heard from an angel of light, a demon. Amen? So, you have to be careful what you hear. I'm doubtful of people that say, the Lord told me, and then the Lord told me this, and the Lord told me that. And I say, I wonder why the Lord doesn't talk to me like that so freely. I'm a little careful now. I say, I think the Lord said this. I could be wrong. It has to be tested. In the mouth of two or more witnesses, my word is confirmed. I'm very careful. I've had many people said, well, the Lord told me to go to Alaska and go up there and sell my house and everything and go up there. I said, are you sure? Well, I heard the voice of the Lord. Are you sure? Check it out. Ask God to let someone else that doesn't know anything about you bring the word to you. Amen? Check it out. And God is faithful. If it's really Him, He'll pull you by the ear if possible and bring you to Alaska. Amen? Matthew 18:16 says, in the mouth of two or more witnesses, my word is confirmed. Pray and ask the Lord to let you hear from someone who knows nothing about the situation in order to confirm the word. See, Proverbs 27:6 says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. This brother who came to me, but ignored what I counseled him after he agreed, I told him to wait. But he was one of those Christians who only wanted to hear from God. My advice was only good if it agreed with the voice that he thought was God. My words were the faithful words of a friend. The voice he heard was the kiss of an enemy, a spirit of deception. I'd like to share another experience I had. I was in Italy with my wife some years ago, and I was living in an apartment on the 8th floor, a prophet's apartment that this woman had prepared. And she called me and she said, there's a young man down here that you have to talk to. And I went to talk to this young man, a Catholic, and he had 7 spirit friends, and he wanted me to meet 7 spirit friends. I said, I'm not going to meet any of those demons. That's what I said to him. He said, they're not demons. They're saints. I said, I bind their power in the name of Jesus Christ. I command them to be powerless in Jesus' name. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to test those spirits. And I pulled out a prayer cloth. I carry prayer cloths. See, I'm one that believes what the word says. I carry prayer cloths. I carry anointing oil. You know, if you want to be zapped any which way, I'll let you know. I'll come out. And I have written on here, Acts 19, verse 11 and 12. Okay? Paul says in that scripture, handkerchiefs and apron were taken from the body of Paul and brought to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Now, these prayer cloths are very important and very significant. And my wife, she went to be with the Lord in 1999, right after Christmas. And she prayed over these prayer cloths seven hours in the Holy Spirit. And as far as I'm concerned, they're anointed. And I'm very careful who receives them. There has to be a need. I don't give them out just like they were candy. Okay? Now, I know they're just pieces of cloth, but it's the word that's important. You have to believe the word that this becomes just a point of contact. Okay? Just like I was laying hands on one. All right? So don't make prayer cloths holy. They're just a piece of cloth. It's the word that's important. And I gave this man a prayer cloth, and I said, put it on your inner garment. And I command those spirits to be powerless and not speak to you anymore in the name of Jesus Christ. And so he took it. The next morning, first thing in the morning, I got a telephone call, very agitated. This young man said, I got to see you. And I told him, come over. And he came over and he took off his shirt and he showed me this right here, in the center of his chest, a big red mark where the prayer cloth was, burning him. All night long, he couldn't sleep. Okay? And he said, tell me about the source of this power. I said, this has no power. It's the Word. It's the Word of God. You have to believe the Word, that it's activated, it's alive, and it will do what it says. Amen? And so I said, I'll pray for you. And I said, forward what happened? I set him free. In the name of Jesus, I commanded those demons to go, to be powerless. Then his wife had visions of Mary. She had visions of Mary almost every other night. Mary talked to her. And I told her that all it was an evil spirit. And it was very hard to convince her. You know, she, after all, her father and mother were Catholics. Their grandparents were Catholic. They must have been Catholic for 1,000 years, for all I know. But, see, it's... They were embedded in Catholicism. But I talked to them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? I told them that they were created in the image and likeness of Adam with a fallen nature. And they had to be born again. So I led them right from the beginning. Okay? So praise the Lord. And praise the Lord. The following year when I went to Italy, and I was going to Italy almost every year for the last 20 years. He was in a Catholic charismatic service, Mass. And they had me up there as one of the priests. My friend, Father Serafino, in Florence, Italy, that's where it was. He had invited me because he received the Holy Spirit when my wife prayed for him some years ago. And so he introduced me as a minister of the gospel. And there I was. And if my wife took a picture of it, there were three priests all in their flowing gowns. You know, they had a high mass, a singing mass. And there I was, stiff as a board there. And everybody thought I was a priest. And they asked me, how come you're married? I said, I'm a special kind of a priest. Praise the Lord anyway. Amen. So he was there and he was worshiping the Lord in a Catholic charismatic service. See, we're living at a time, family, that it's hard to believe the media, the newspapers, the television, and especially our politicians. In 1 Timothy 4:1, Paul declares, now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Well, how do we prepare ourselves against the deceitfulness that is in the world today, and even in our own nature? Well, I want you to turn to Psalm 44, verse 5. This is how we prepare. Psalm 44, verse 5. Through you, we will push down our enemies. Through your name, We will trample those who rise up against us. Amen? The name of Jesus. With this scripture as a foundation, I'm going to offer 7 points in winning the battle over deception. Number one, singleness of mind. We read the scripture, singleness of mind. By keeping our minds centered on Jesus Christ and His Word, we're victorious over every evil influence of man and over every spiritual evil force. We have to understand the meaning of the cross. We have to understand why Jesus died for us. We have to understand the love of Jesus Christ. He died. He loved us so much that He died for us. I was sharing with some of them when last week I was in South Florida. I ministered in 3 different places. In the first place I ministered, a pastor's wife came up to me and said, "I'm having a terrific battle with incubus." Now, many here never heard about incubus. Raise your hand. You never know about incubus? Incubus and succubus is an evil spirit that an incubus, it takes the form and shape of a male having sex with women. Succubus is an evil spirit that takes the shape and form of a female to have sex with men. And some people are in bondage with incubus or succubus. The first time I met this situation when I was in the Virgin Islands, where a woman bloated. I mean, she looked like she was about to give birth. And has all the symptoms of a child in her womb, but she didn't have a child there. It was an evil spirit. She had sex with spirits. I also ministered to a woman up in Connecticut that even had milk in her breast, but she had sex with an evil spirit. Now, you have to understand that the spirit world is real. It's just as real as the chair you're sitting on. Okay? And lately I understood that they're starting to teach this in schools, bringing this teaching out in school. And children are getting fascinated by spirits having sex with them. This is the most demonic plan that Satan has devised to further corrupt the youth of our nation. And this teaching has to go forth. I have a booklet on the wall there as you go downstairs on having, you know, incubus and succubus. Okay? Get that so you'll understand that better and how to fight it. It gives you scripture reference and so forth. Anyway, this woman that had these spirits, we commanded them out. We bound her spirit. She was involved in everything. I don't know how in the world she became a pastor's wife. But she was involved in occultism, lust, witchcraft, devil worship. You see, family, when you dig a small hole, you can jump out of it quickly. But when you dig a deep hole, like this woman, it's very hard. Those evil spirits have such a hold on you. You need prayers. You need fasting. You need other people to pray for you. You need to keep fighting and fighting and fighting. And finally, you'll break through. But you will break through. Amen? You will break through. Okay, and so I prayed for her. A couple of days later, she came to another meeting that I had, and she said, "Well, it's not as bad as it was, but I'm still having problems." I said, "Sister, I don't want to embarrass you in front of all these people." And I started to, you know, get close to her and whisper in her ear, and I said, "I want you to know that Jesus loved you while you were involved in incubus. Jesus loved you when you were in occultism. Jesus loved you when you felt depressed. Jesus loved you when you were in devil worship. Jesus loved you when you were rejected. Jesus loved you." And I kept talking about the love of Jesus Christ, how much He loved her. And all of a sudden she fell on my shoulder and she was weeping and weeping. And she was being delivered by the love of Jesus Christ. And as I was ministering to her, suddenly the scripture popped in my mind. Psalm 91, verse 14 and 16. "Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver Him. I will lift him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. The love of Jesus was coming into that woman. The love of Jesus coming in. She was being delivered by the love of Jesus Christ. I said, thank you, Lord. I was saying, thank you, Lord. And she was just weeping and weeping and weeping. And those demons were coming out of her as she was weeping. Because the love of Jesus was manifesting himself. You understand what I'm saying? So you can be delivered by his love. But first, let me tell you something. You have to know his love. You have to accept his love. You have to accept his love. It's one thing in knowing his love, another thing is in accepting it. Is that right, Norman? You have to accept because he has set his love upon me. It's knowing his love. Thank you, Lord. All that it implies, the love of Jesus. What all that he did on the cross. Amen? Praise the Lord. Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. See, we have to get this. I don't even know where I was. Oh, yes. Singleness of mind. Say praise the Lord again.
Praise the Lord.
Number two, praise and worship a weapon. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21, when King Jehoshaphat, the man of God, was surrounded by the multitude of the enemy, representing demons, he sent the worship team out in front of the army. Is that right? Worship a weapon. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord, who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And the enemy were defeated, not by the arrows and not by the lances and not by the armor of Jehoshaphat, but by the praises, the worship. See, you may not be a pastor, you may not be an evangelist or apostle, but you can be a worshiper. Okay? I want to have another scripture on praising the Lord in Psalm 149, verse 5 to 9. This is fighting the enemy, getting rid of demons. Notice what it says. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouths and a two-edged sword in their hand. To execute vengeance on the nations. This is the demonic nations. This is the way to get rid of, defeat the warfare that's going on right now. To execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. This is the principalities and power. They're in the second heaven. To execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all the saints. It's an honor for you to start worshiping the Lord, binding the spirits, commanding them to go, just worshiping, worshiping. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Lord. I praise you. I glorify you. I magnify your name. We're waging warfare when we start praising the Lord. Amen. It's Psalm 149. Okay, Psalm 140. Read the whole Psalm. But from verse 5 to 9. Okay? Demons run when we praise the Lord. Wake up in the morning. The first thing you say is, praise the Lord. Glory to God. That's the way to start shaking up those demons. Amen? We've been discussing there at the dinner table about some people are saying we have no power over principalities and powers in the second heaven. I say, well, what does the Word say? The Word says, behold, I give unto you authority over serpents and scorpions and over some of the power of the enemy. That's what these other people say. It's all of the power of the enemy. Amen. And I say, does Jesus have a power against all these principalities, evil principalities and powers? Surely. He created them. He has power over them. And Jesus said, the works that I do, shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do. Is that right? So when you get this argument, it's going around in the body of Christ, that we only have a little dagger, we don't have a sword to get rid of these things. You just quote the scripture. That's the one way to win an argument. Just quote scripture. Look it up for yourself, I tell them. All right. Number three, join a body. We prepare against deception by being joined to a body. We read the had the scripture this morning in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking of the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. See, you have to know that you have to be with the body of Christ, connected. As it says in Ecclesiastes, two are better than one. So you need to know. Jesus sent the disciples two by two. Is that right? The best worship team, the best deliverance team is a husband and wife. These two are one in agreement. These two shall be one. The perfect deliverance team, husband and wife. If you're not married, get married. You can come to me or go to Norman. We'll marry you. I mean, we'll perform the marriage. I don't want to get married anymore. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We prepare against deception by being joined to a pastor. Amen? A pastor. Hebrews 13:17, obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch for your soul as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. I know submission is a dirty word in some quarters. If you want to have authority, you have to be under authority. You have to be covered. Okay? You submit. As long as your pastor is speaking the word of God, the word of truth, and he exhorts you in the word of truth, guiding you by the word of truth, okay, is submissive to him, you get the benefit of his protection, of his prayers, under his guidance. He protects you with his prayers. You're covered. But if he ever quotes error, that's the time to think about leaving. Okay? It's not a spirit of domination and control. It's a spirit of love that you operate in being submitted to a pastor. Number four, prayer. Be in the secret place of the Most High. Illness. Self-delusion. Resentment. Unforgiveness. Bitterness. Root of bitterness. Envy. Jealousy. Retaliation. Hate. And all like spirits. All right, take a deep breath. Now let it out. Call them out. Get rid of them. In the name of Jesus. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, just take a deep breath and let it out. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ. You spirit of death, I bind your power. And I command you to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Keep coming out. In the name of Jesus Christ. You spirit of death, go. Go. In the name of Jesus. Keep coming out. You spirit of death, go. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Everyone say, I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. And I command out of me every spirit of death, suicide, death wish. I wish I was dead. Take a deep breath and let it out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Keep coming out. All spirits of death, death wish. Keep coming out. That's right. Keep coming out. I wish I was dead. Keep coming out. Take a deep breath, sister. Right there. Take a deep breath, honey. And let it out. That's the girl. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is there someone here you don't like yourself? Anybody here? You really don't like yourself. You look in the mirror, you don't like yourself. Anybody here? Everybody loves themselves? Now be honest. Anybody here doesn't like themselves? Oh, there's one. Okay. You having a problem with that, brother? Okay. Well, I used to have that problem, too. I looked in the mirror and I look at myself. And in fact, especially when I take my teeth out, I look in the mirror. I see a gummy mouth. And you know, I did that the other night. I just happened to look at myself and suddenly a thought came to me. Frank, I made you just the way you are. Jesus spoke to me and said, Frank, you're beautiful. And I was looking at myself without my teeth in my mouth, and I started to laugh. You're beautiful. I looked like a gargoyle. But Jesus said, I love you. I made you, and I don't make junk. I didn't have any teeth either.
You
when I
even.
I loved me. Yeah, when I came into the world, I didn't have any teeth. But my mother loved me. Everybody loved me. But you see, Jesus made you just the way you are. And Jesus says, I love you. I love you just the way you are. So you have to declare what Jesus says. Because Jesus does not make junk. And you have to declare it. You have to speak to yourself. Come on, what's your name? Bo, I love you. Because Jesus loves you. And I'm going to love what Jesus loves. You have to declare it with your mouth. Okay? And put that belief, that faith in your heart. Say, Lord, just put that in my heart. The love that you have for me, put it in my heart. Okay? Because unless you love yourself, you can't love others. Amen. Amen. Say, and now declare, I love me. I'm beautiful. Amen. That's it. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Our Lord. All right. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of flattery, hypocrisy. God told me spirits. Yeah, that's right. Just say that. God told me spirits. Paranoia. Pride. Haughtiness. Agitation. Apprehension. Spirits of the Antichrist. And all life spirits. All right, take a deep breath and let it out. That's right, take a deep breath, let it out. Out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now, we're not going to go through all every spirit in the Bible, because it will take us all day for that. But we want to get rid of a major spirit. Now, many have never heard the word Magor Missabib. Okay. Open your Bible to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 3. Now, this is what's going on right now. There's great fear going out through the world. Great fear. Fear of chemical warfare and anthrax. Now, somebody that has the King James. Anybody has the King James? Read it, brother.
The next day when Pashur released him from the stocks, Jeremiah said to him, the Lord's name for you is not Pashur, but Magor Missabib.
All right, now what does Magor Missabib mean?
Read it in your margin.
Terror on every side.
That's right. Terror on every side. All kinds of fear. Fear round about. Terror. Magor Missabib is a principality of fear. So I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of fear, fright, timidity, shyness, embarrassment, afraid, and the spirit of Magor Missabib. All right, take a deep breath. Now let it out. That's right, all kinds of fear. Fear of anthrax. Fear of riding in an airplane. Fear, fear, all kinds of fear. Fear roundabout. Fear. Fear for your children. Fear. Fear, all kinds of fear. Fear roundabout. In Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. Be gone. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Everyone say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen. See, you declare what the Lord says. God did not give me a spirit of fear, 2 Timothy 1:7. But he gave me a spirit of love and power and sound mind. See, fear robs you of love. Fear robs you of power. Fear robs you of soundness of mind. Amen? And you have to come against fear. Don't live in fear. Amen. See, next month I'm going to go to South America. I'm going to go to Bogota, Colombia. Be there for 18 days. And people were saying, why? You're going to go in American Airlines? I said, yes. Boy, if they shoot me down, I'll be with Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. All right, a couple of more. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of anger, loneliness, depression, despair, hopelessness, temper tantrum, violence, murder. I can kill. And all like spirits. All right, take a deep breath. Let them out. Anger, go. I said anger, get out of them. Anger, get out. Go in the name of Jesus. That's right, anger. Go, temper. Temper, rage. Violence, go. That's right, get out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Did you hurt yourself when you punched the wall? Did you hear what I said? That rage has to come out. I said that rage has to come out. Did you hear me? That rage has to come out. Take a deep... That's right, it's got to come out. That's right, it's coming out now, brother. Come on out. Get that rage out, Doc. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. All right. Get out in the name of rage. Get out in the name of Jesus. Keep coming out. Amen. Take a good deep breath and cough it out, brother. Keep coming out. And all the kindred spirits of rage. Here, I'll give you something. You got it? In Jesus' name. Everybody say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of occultism, witchcraft, warlock spirits, every kindred spirit of witchcraft, rebellion, disobedience. All right, take a deep breath. Now let it out. Keep coming out, all witchcraft spirit. Wherever they're hiding in your body, witchcraft, don't pay attention to him. Pay attention to me. In the name of Jesus, keep coming out, all witchcraft spirits. Witchcraft spirits that are embedded in your body, that are embedded in your reproductive organs. Get out in the name of Jesus. Be gone. In Jesus' name, be gone. In the name of Jesus, those witchcraft spirits that are in his male organs, go in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Keep coming out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Just take everybody, take a deep breath. Get rid. Sometimes it's hiding. You don't recognize it. You don't know about it. But it's there. Just in case it's there, just do what I say. Command every spirit of witchcraft and warlock. Say, I command every spirit of warlock and witchcraft out of my reproductive organs, out of my body, wherever they're hiding. And I ask for the precious blood of Jesus to come into that part of my body where they're hiding and chase them out of me. All right, take a deep breath in the name of Jesus. Now let it out. Just let them out. Wherever they're hiding, out in Jesus' name. Keep coming out. Keep coming out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Now, is there anyone here that feels that they have some spirit that has to be called out, that we haven't called out yet this so far? I feel there's a spirit of sorrow, a mourning spirit, mourning, sorrow, sadness. Who am I talking to? Over there? All right, I want everyone to say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me that spirit of excessive sorrow, of crying, of mourning. I command it to leave me in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Come on, take a deep breath. Cough it out, sister. Just cough it out. That's it. Let it out. Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Is there anyone here still having a problem with bondage to tobacco, nicotine? Do you want to get rid of it? Do you really want it? Do you have the, do you have your cigarette lighter on you? Find me? I can't hear you. Well, I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me the spirit of addiction. Addiction to tobacco. Nicotine. What do you use, cigars? Two cigars. Name them. Say, I command the spirit that causes me to smoke them. And the spirit of addiction to leave me. Just take a deep breath and let it out. Again, take a deep breath. Let it out. Out of your lungs. In Jesus' name. Now, I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I need a transfusion of your precious blood coming into my respiratory system. Cleansing. Purifying it. Healing it. In the name of Jesus. Now, receive what you've asked for. Just receive the precious blood of Jesus Christ coming into your bloodstream. You have to believe that what you ask for is coming in place right now. You have to accept it and say, thank you, Jesus, for your precious blood. Cleansing my lungs. Yes. Purifying them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, some of you probably... I've never read my manual. Have anybody ever read my manual? And people? Who never read it? Shame on you. In the last chapter of my manual, first of all, it goes how to command demons to go, how to keep them out, and so forth, step-by-step procedure. And the last chapter goes from head to toe. It goes. It commands all spirits that are in your head, Alzheimer's and all kinds of, all different kinds of spirits. I tell you to put your hand on your head and command them to go. Then I command you, I tell you to pray for your head, be healed in the name of Jesus. I tell you to put your hand on your throat, the spirits that are in your throat area, in your nostril, the spirits in there, the spirits in your ear. I go all the way down your body. Praying for every spirit that's in various parts of the body. You see, spirits could live in various parts of your body. Where would you find a spirit of tumors? That, for instance, a woman has a tumor in her breast. Well, that's a spirit. That's not God. Or in her female organs. And also, you go from head to toe, getting a complete cleansing, and then praying for healing. You shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. If you're a believer, you can lay hands on yourself. Be healed in the name of Jesus. And so I go from head to toe. Amen? And people have been using that to teach, not only teach themselves, but to teach others. The manual. Okay? And there on the wall, as you go in, on the left-hand part, there's a bunch of my books. I have 27 books. I also have 4 books written in Spanish. So, you can get deliverance. They were talking about dying to self. I have a book called Dying to Self. Dying to the Old Nature. The scriptures reference to it. When I first came into ministry, the Lord led me to put our 4 parts together before I had deliverance. First, dying to self. Then, power in the blood of Jesus. Then, the battle for your mind. And then, power in the spoken word. Then I had deliverance. I led them first in the foundation. Then I led in at the deliverance. Amen. Amen. Take a deep breath, sister, and cough it out.
Come on.
Take a deep breath.
Come on. Push that thing out, Anna.
Don't listen to that spirit. Take a deep breath. Cough it out.
Come on, push.
Cough it out.
Push it. Come on,
that's
push.
It. Cough it out.
Push.
In the name of Jesus, cough it out.
Push. Come on.
When you get a person that screams like that, try to get their attention and command them to, instead of screaming, to cough it out. Okay? Try to get their attention. Call them by name, Mary or whatever their name is, and then command them to cough it out instead of screaming. The demons like to scream, but cough it out in the name of Jesus. Get rid of it. Praise the Lord. Say praise the Lord. All right. Any other spirit? Our time is up, isn't it? Is it up? We can go. We got a bunch of other spirits. I didn't touch yet. All right. This one more. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of mental torment, confusion, schizophrenia, double-mindedness, paranoia, hallucinations, counterfeit spirits, and all evil spirits of the mind. Take a deep breath and let it out. Again, take a deep breath and let it out in Jesus' name. Now I want everyone to say, Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, please come into me and take the place of these evil spirits that have been commanded out. And Lord Jesus, I need a transfusion of your precious blood coming into my bloodstream, cleansing me inwardly and outwardly by your precious blood. Thank you, Jesus, for coming in me, for taking full control. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, if you need further help or further prayers, you can stay. Otherwise, go and enjoy what you receive. Amen? Say, praise God. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.